Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The numbers told the story they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here as well. Thanks to Lou Finicaro for hanging out in the studio. Finicaro, Felica, and Maliulo on the show today. Once again, a numbers game. Jews, Greeks, and Italians. Jeff, that's what it's all about. Someone call Paul Carr. Find out how he got on this show today. Check out Paul Carr, how he did. What's going on here? We'll get to Chris here momentarily because Chris flew in and out of Liverpool, and he's got cross-sport parlay thoughts. He's always betting on multiple things, so we'll get to him momentarily. Want to continue, though, with our NBA playoff first-round series tomorrow, the third of which, after the Jazz Mavs and Timberwolves Grizzlies, is the Raptors and the Sixers. Game one in Philadelphia of that best of seven series, the 4-5 series between the Sixers and the Raptors. I have bets on the Raptors, plus 154 to win the series, and then I doubled up at plus 160 to win the series against the Sixers. Sixers are 4.5 point game one favorites in this ball game. You can get the Raptors at better prices than I got them at. BetMGM has the Raptors at plus 165. By the way, I have before the season, I forgot I have a Warriors to win the NBA championship. It wasn't before the season. I think it was like while the season, after the season had started. I have a worse number on that than you can get on the Warriors now, plus 550. But Raptors and Sixers, I love the coaching advantage, Nick Nurse over Doc Rivers. And in James Harden, I do not trust at all. Do I think he shows up a game or two? Sure. Do I think he lays a clunker a game or two? I absolutely do. And the biggest single advantage here is what we've talked about on a numbers game for weeks heading up to the end of the regular season, which is if you have unvaxxed players and you're going to face the Raptors, it's a big ding. It's a big knock. And in the end, the Bucks checkmated the Celtics, so the Celtics had to win, or they had a choice, the Celtics did, the final day of the regular season. If we win, we get the Nets. If we lose, we end up playing Toronto. But the Celtics know they have unvaccinated players, so they didn't want that outcome. They'd rather have played the Nets, as it turned out. You can't convince me otherwise. The Sixers, Matisse Thybulle, cannot play in Toronto. He got one shot. He decided that was enough for him, so he is unvaxxed fully. And so he, by Canadian law and vaccine mandate, cannot play in the three potential games in Toronto, games 3, 4, and 6. That's why I love my Raptors bets for all those reasons. Did you end up doing, Jeff, your strategy on this?
I have not bet the series price.
But so explain to people what your strategy
the
was.
The consideration of taking just a half unit in game one on Toronto, just take the money line. If they win it, I'm done. If they lose, depending on how they look, maybe coming back with a big bloated price on the series. The only concern that I have, really, not the only concern, but the biggest concern by far at this point is it feels like everyone in the world likes Toronto
yep.
in this series.
That bothers me,
and
too.
That bothers me.
Yeah,
absolutely bothers me because even though it is a massive coaching advantage for the Raptors with Nurse over Rivers, the best player in this series is Joel Embiid, and that's really not up for debate. So it's a little bit hard.
Is the second best player James Harden, or is the second best player Pascal Siakam?
So I'm willing to debate that. I still lean Harden. But that is a bigger debate than it should be.
Harden at his best, but we don't see that every day. We don't see it that often. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Felica, the Bear from ESPN's College Game Day Daily Wager and Stanford Stephen the Bear podcast, joins us now with thoughts on multiple sports. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. And to kind of piggyback and continue the conversation that you and Jeff were just having, I only know, admittedly, the NBA based on what I hear you guys talk about, what my cohorts on Daily Wager talk about when I'm on that show. Why does it seem like everybody loves the Timberwolves over the Grizzlies? I don't get that. Do you?
No, I don't, because I'm not. I've had this debate with Kelly Bidlin for most of the regular season, which is, and he's of the mindset that the Grizzlies youth eventually that they will not prove to be a great playoff team. Now, he did say, even he said, he doesn't think that manifests in this first round either. Right? He thinks the Grizzlies will have relative ease against the Timberwolves, but I don't know. Maybe I'm putting words in his mouth. I mean, there is a contingent of people who think the Timberwolves will give them a run for their money, but that Memphis will ultimately win. I think that's a consensus thought. If that's what you're referring to.
I think it kind of feels like the fact that it says Memphis on the front of their jerseys as opposed to New York or Boston or LA,
right,
or Philly,
I agree,
or something like that. I think it has a lot to do with that.
I think you're right. There's still not the same sort of legacy or respect afforded to that jersey at this point. They gonna learn, Chris. They gonna learn. All right. So now you just flew in and out of Liverpool. Who do you think you are, Preston Johnson? What did you just do?
No, it was one of those things where I'm like, you know what? I got to do this. I've done a couple of spur of the moment things in my life. One of which was alter a game day trip home from Nebraska in the year McGuire hit 69 and 70 in the final game, and we stopped and kind of extended our layover in St. Louis to be able to go to that game and see that, which was awesome. And then I literally was just like, you know what, it's a Champions League game at Anfield. I'm able to do it. I got tickets, and I got to go ahead and do it. So literally I was on the ground in England for about 28 hours and got home yesterday evening, and it was pretty a pretty awesome experience.
That is
so
awesome.
I am back. I'm back. I'm ready to go. I have Daily Wager tonight at 6 o'clock, and we are ready. If I would have planned better, I would have stayed in London and be able to go to the FA Cup match tomorrow. But I didn't have as good of a ticket in for that as I did at Anfield.
Okay, so Circa offers cross sport parlays. And not just we're talking about individual games. We're talking about to win leagues. We're talking about futures. We're talking about outrights. To win tournaments, to win leagues. You have thoughts on the French Open men's, the French Open women's, Champions League, PGA, NBA. What do you got?
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. And I had posted a ticket that I had bet when I was out there for the Pac-12 title game, where I had Chiefs and 49ers to win the Super Bowl, with Georgia to win the college football playoff, and I had about 10 guys in the PGA, in the Masters, rather, one of which was Scottie Scheffler. I posted those tickets, and I blacked out the prize. It's just, no one needs to know what I'm betting, but those were coming back well into five figures. Fortunately, I had the opportunity to be back out there again for the NHC, which was also the weekend of the AFC and NFC championship games. And I was sitting there, I'm like, you know what, I'm a fool if I don't have a little hedge bit of a parlay against this with the Rams. And actually wound up hitting a nice little ticket with just the Rams and Scheffler. So now when I get to go catch that in about 10 days, I'm already planning and plotting my next move here with my next round of parlays. And I think you got a couple of good options here, because I think you can use both Liverpool and Manchester City at plus money in the Champions League. I'd be very surprised if Real Madrid was able to beat both of those with the back lines that they have and how poorly they are defensively. So I think you got two options potentially there, which limits the number of permutations that you need. I think in the French Open on the women's side, how bold do you want to get? I mean, Iga is a massive favorite.
Don't get
and
bold.
Should be. Get bold or don't
no,
get bold?
No, do not get bold. Do not get bold.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how deep you really need to go, though. Like, wouldn't Paula Badosa be the only other person you really would want? Like, Garbina Muguruza, she's hurt. Simona Halep has a coaching change. And, like, I don't know how many people you... Chris Jacobs, is she going to win again? Like, I don't know how deep you really need to go on that women's draw. Like, I think it's either Iga or Paula Badosa. would be the two that I would use there. And then the men's side, and you and I were talking about this a little bit yesterday when I was telling Tom on my flight, like, don't you kind of get a feeling all of a sudden that Stefanos Tsitsipas might Padraig Harrington his way to a title here? You got Djokovic, who's rusty, Rafa, who was hurt, Fed not there, and so much pressure now on Alcaraz with him being anointed as the next. I mean, like he might just kind of slip in there and finally get one of these slams. So I think he can go there.
It's a great point. It's a great point. I have Alcaraz futures, but yeah, don't sleep on him on this tournament. Yep.
Yeah, and NBA, again, I only know what I hear from listening to this, your network and the guys and people on Daily Wager, but it's like it feels like it's Bucks, Nets, Celtics, and maybe you throw one other wild card in there. I don't know who that would be. Do you throw the Grizzlies in there? Do you throw the Warriors in there? Do you throw the Sixers in there? Like I think you cover yourself with them. You can close it out with the PGA and a handful of guys. And I think, I mean, if you're putting 30 or 40 or 50 or 20, like $20 with a five teamer, you're going to get paid. So like it only takes one. And if you're sitting there and the first couple of logical ones come through where you've got short prices at plus money, you can fool around late. And that's ultimately what wound up happening with me with the last round that I played. So look, are these the best bets in the world? Probably not. But they're entertaining, and B, when you do see things properly and you're able to limit the number of permutations in one leg where you're either singling one and play, or maybe playing two. I think why I like these so much is because I like playing pick fours and pick fives in horse racing. I kind of view them a lot like that. So, yeah, I'm getting ready to head on out to Vegas in about 10 days, and I will cash my Rams Scotty Scheffler parlay and reinvest a good part of that.
All right, and just to clarify, you don't just do one of these; you do different sort of versions of these.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And for different, like I would put more on a French Open women's parlay involving Giga than I would Paula Badosa, or if I decided to use someone else.
I love it, man. I mean, hey, listen, a lot of people just want the entertainment value of those, and cross sport parlays like those offered at a shop like Circa. Thank you, Chris. Glad you're back home safely.
You're welcome.
We'll watch you on Daily Wager today.
Absolutely. We'll talk later.
Chris Velika, everybody, from ESPN's Daily Wager, Stan Receiver the Bear podcast, and of course, College Game.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NFL Draft, 13 days away right here in Las Vegas. Wouldn't know it by the draft offerings around town. We'll have extensive coverage here at VSiN, though, including mock drafts from Matt Eumanns. Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, will give his draft analysis. VSiN host Mike Pritchard, who was a first-round pick, and Sean King, Super Bowl-winning champ, will give you insight you can bet on. Also, legendary sports broadcaster, voice of the Raiders, Brent Musburger, will give his draft best bets in our NFL Draft Betting Guide. Sign up today to get full access to VSiN through the NFL Draft for only $19 at VSiN.com/spring. Skill Alexander, Jeff Parlay is here as well. Jeff, final series of the four that begin tomorrow. Remember the two games for the eighth seed again tonight. Eastern and Western Conference for the rights to play the Heat and the Suns, respectively, in the first round 1/8. Obviously, we don't have those series prices yet because they have yet to be determined. They will tonight. We've gone through the Jazz, Mavericks, T-Wolves, Grizzlies, Raptors, Sixers in that order tomorrow. Nuggets, Warriors, the nightcap, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. The 6-3 game in the Western Conference. Nuggets don't have their reinforcements yet. No Jamal Murray. No Michael Porter. We don't know if they're getting them back at any point. We do think we know that we're getting Steph back in game one. If you're reading the tea leaves, it appears that Steph Curry will be back for game one. I mentioned this last night on Primetime Action. Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry have played 11 minutes together all year. Not 11 games, 11 minutes. Warriors minus 225 in the series. What do you got? I think the Warriors are the team we're all forgetting about.
I want to take Denver so badly,
don't
but I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it. There's just, even with the season Jokic has had, there's just a point where you're just going to cap out. And look, I don't know what it's going to be like in the first game back for all three of them playing at the same time, basically for the first time since Klay's major injuries started. But Golden State is just better in the end. Could this series go 6 or 7? Absolutely. But Golden State will find a way to win this series. I'm not interested in laying over $2, though, with them.
No, I'm not either.
So no bet. I expect Golden State to advance, but this may be a little bit more difficult than needed for the Warriors.
We'll see if how quickly the Warriors can coalesce into the beautiful basketball that is the Golden State Warriors. The three-time NBA champ Golden State Warriors, whose core is still there, right? Sans KD, who, remember, was not part of the first championship. But Draymond, Steph, and Klay, we'll see how they can coalesce, and we'll see what kind of version of Steph we get. Will we get the lights out version of Steph from early part of the season, or the swooning Steph from later parts of the season? That should be fun. The Warriors game four tomorrow in the quadruple header of the game one quadruple header. It should be game one's quadruple header. Sunday, the two series we haven't talked about, the Nets and the Celtics, arguably the best first round series in NBA history on paper. 7-2. No Robert Williams for the Celtics. It appears as though he will not be back for this series. If you're reading the tea leaves on that, maybe he will, maybe he won't, but I'm thinking not. And for the Nets, in case you care, which I'm not sure I do, Ben Simmons, it's interesting, Brian Windhorst had a report yesterday that he heard that Ben Simmons might be back as early as game four. But even as Brian Windhorst said that, he doubted the veracity of his own report because he's like, that doesn't make any sense. If the dude's not even sprinting yet, by all reports from Steve Nash. So none of that seems to make sense. Even Brian Windhorst and his own reacting to his own report, he doesn't quite get it. Celtics are minus 140 for the series. Best of seven series that begins in Boston. Remember, this was the Celtics' fate once the Bucks decided to rest all their players on Sunday. They knew they were checkmating the Celtics into a damned if they do, damned if they don't. It's either the Nets or it's the horrible mandate vaccine mandate problem in Toronto. So the Celtics end up winning it. They got the Nets. Celtics 4.5-point favorites game one. Can't wait for this Sunday. And again, these first-round series are interminable. The distance between games one and game five of this series is 10 days. Just takes forever. Any play here?
No, I think the numbers are right. I think they're about right at this point, Gil. I would only consider betting Brooklyn because it actually feels like everyone is on Boston here, which is completely opposite of what you would have anticipated, at least publicly speaking, where they see, oh, I get Durant and Kyrie at plus money. I don't care that they're on the road in Boston. Analytically speaking, was the best team in the Eastern Conference this year. If you just go through all the numbers, the best point differential, best defense, they were the best team in the East. Just took them a while to get going. But I'm not playing this. I really would like game one. I expect a flat Brooklyn performance, and just Boston comes out on fire more than anything.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm curious to see what this looks like. Again, like you said, we have so many days between games in this series. It's completely ridiculous.
It is.
But I want to see what Brooklyn, and if Brooklyn somehow steals game one, then my thought process on the series completely changes. But I really do expect, I'm probably actually going to end up betting Boston in game one, Gil. That's probably the only thing I end up doing here, at least pre-flop of this series.
Brooklyn is not getting out of this series. I am convinced of it. And then the final series we haven't mentioned, the final one that's intact anyway, the Bulls and the Bucks. This is also on Sunday, game one, where I have not heard one person, one, believe that the Bulls can win any more than one basketball game. Remember, the minus 2.5 in terms of the games on the Bucks started out at minus 115, north of $2 now in that prop. Would you bet a Bucks sweep at close to $3, close to plus 300, just shy of that?
It's not bad.
I'm sort of tempted.
Yeah, I would very much consider it. The Bulls are the worst team in the Eastern Conference field, regardless of who wins tonight.
Yeah.
So, Milwaukee, we talked about
much of it, not their fault, right? Injuries have played them.
Injuries.
But everybody has
injuries. They overachieved early in the year, too.
I mean, this is like last year. Remember last year, we're like, oh, wow, we've never had an NBA postseason like this with so many injuries. Yeah, we do. Here we are again. Like, everybody's got injury concerns.
This, again, we talked about this earlier in the week. Milwaukee getting this draw was perfect.
They played it like a fiddle.
Perfect. Getting the weakest team in the field, probably taking four gentlemen sweep to beat the Bulls, and the Celtics and the Nets will beat each other up for a long series.
The Bucks figured it out going into Sunday. They're like, so let's get this straight. If we lose, the Celtics can't afford to lose because then there's a possibility that they would end up having to play Toronto if the Sixers win. So perfect. We will lose because then the Celtics are stuck. It's beautiful. Bucks, by the way, minus 1,100 on the series as a whole, in case you're interested in that. Bulls plus 700 coming back. DraftKings put up exact finals matchups. Do we have that, Jeff? Exact matchups. This is not exactas, one team to beat another. But it is exact matchups, correct?
We have the conference finals.
Conference finals.
Yes. Oh,
I like that better. Let's do conference finals. So conference finals, by the way, you can find like conference semifinals pairings as well in other spots. But as far as conference finals, these are not exactas on these. These are just the matchups. Bucks Heat, the shortest shot of them all. These are Eastern Conference ones, first of all. Bucks Heat, the shortest shot, plus 310. Bucks Sixers plus 450. Celtics Heat 5-1. Heat Nets 5-1. You see all the different permutations here up on the screen. Bulls Cavs would be your long shot at 250-1. Makes sense. Cavs still alive headed into tonight. You'll see some Hawks permutations there as well. Again, this is prior to the game for the 8 seed. So this is every possible combination I think we have here. These are pretty interesting. Is there a bet you would make here on the board? Just at a glance.
The only one I would consider would be Bucks and Raptors at 12-1. Be the only one I consider, Gil.
Yeah, it would be Bucks and somebody for me.
Or Bucks and, honestly, the short shot isn't too bad either. Bucks and Heat at plus 310, that's not bad.
Yeah, the math probably doesn't work out.
The math doesn't work out at all likely.
Yeah.
But.
Let's do the West. West might be more interesting. What do we have in the Western Conference? Again, these are available at DraftKings. Exact matchups, not exactness, but the matchups. For the conference finals, Suns Warriors plus 250. How about that? A little respect on the Dub's name. Suns Warriors plus 250. Suns Grizzles plus 265. And then it actually drops off a bit of a cliff. Jazz Warriors 7-1. Nuggets Suns 7-1. Jazz Grizzlies 7-1. This is interesting. I would not have expected these numbers in the Western Conference. Would you have thought Suns Warriors would be the short shot? Would you have thought after Suns Warriors and Suns Grizzlies that it would drop that precipitously?
No issue with the drop because who else from the bottom of the bracket is realistically coming out of it other than Golden State or the Grizzlies?
The problem is the Luka injury, right? Like
right.
That kind of eliminates the Suns' threat in the first round.
Right.
In the second round, yeah.
You could argue if the Clippers win tonight, the Clippers could be a tougher matchup for Phoenix than whoever wins the 4-5 series, especially if Luka is still hampered by that injury.
Good on DraftKings for putting these up. Again, these are all prior to the games for the 8 seed tonight. That's why you see both the Pelicans and Clippers involved in that. We'll come back. Vinny Maiolio. When are those NFL draft props coming? Next, Numbers Game Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Back on a Numbers Game, live at the South Point Hotel Casino, tip of the strip, Gil Alexander. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to slow jam with Vinny Maiolio. And it goes a little something like this.
That's right.
You know, it's just a reminder that if this bookmaking thing doesn't work out for you, Vinny, there's always a career in 1990s slow jam radio for you.
Revival. Revival of 1990s. What do you say, Gil?
How you doing, man?
How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. All good. Just, you know, the NBA second season has begun. And, you know, I think there's some folks out there that are, you know, they want our take. What do you think about expanded play? It's good for business, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that you've got, you know, expanded playoffs, teams that are, you know, still trying to get in. These are the playoffs have started, right? So if you have more games translates to more business. You know, the other question we got asked is, you know, with the Lakers being eliminated and this being a Laker town, which it is, it always has been, is that going to impact things? Maybe initially, but not, I don't think overall, Gil. I think people adjust, right, to who's in, right? And I think we've also seen in recent years, and you know this, you chronicled it quite a bit or a few years back with the Warriors, the ascent of the Warriors. Very popular here, Phoenix, in the last couple of years. Not that they've supplanted the Lakers here in Las Vegas, but from a betting standpoint, they're still very, very popular. Jazz, too, Western area teams.
How have the play-in games been for you?
Good. They've, first...
Extra volume?
Yeah, I would say, yeah. Again, people have... And day of, right? So, typical... typical betting pattern by the general public, professionals, professional bettors, more seasoned bettors, more apt to get involved early if they see something they like totals, right? We've had to adjust totals. Your totals are, it's funny. I was talking to Patrick Maher and Wes Reynolds yesterday about totals, even though totals are still much higher now than they were years ago. When I say years ago, back in the 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Some of those playoff games 20 years ago, man. Oh my god!
In the 190s, 180s,
190s. I was going to say like way lower than that. 180s. Yeah.
But still high. But you say 225, and we adjusted them down, and they bet them down. They bet a lot more under action, and that when you see under action, particularly in the NBA.
You said something there I want to seize on, if you don't mind.
Seize away.
You said expanded playoffs, well, that would mean more betting, and I couldn't agree more, right? The more the merrier. Mm-hmm. We talk about that in college football as well, right? If you had a bigger playoff, forget about, the competitive nature of it. But it would foster more betting. We'd still bet on it. One could say that about Adam Silver's plan for a mid-season NBA tournament. I think people would go crazy betting that, even though conceptually to the American sports fan doesn't sound right. I talked earlier this week about this Saudi Golf League. Mm-hmm. I think from a betting standpoint, hey, more golf tournaments to bet on. And that could be cool to bet on as well. But there are other things like the NFL draft that, some people, some bookmakers here in town have a sort of a different viewpoint on. We're 13 days out.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a couple shops in town.
Right.
And by the way, this just in. It's in Vegas in 13 days.
That's what I heard.
We thought that maybe if it's in Las Vegas, maybe we would have more widespread offerings.
Mm-hmm.
That hasn't been the case.
Well, not yet, right? I think when you say widespread, you thought there'd be earlier offerings.
Okay.
Right? Well, and I'll tell you
which we do see elsewhere around the country.
Yeah, you see it. I think here's the thing about the NFL draft, which has become much more popular. I think this will be the NFL draft that will certainly set a handle record for the event, right? And there's no question, especially that it's here. Here's the thing about the NFL draft, Gil. you want to, from our side of the counter, just here's a common factor. On both sides of the counter, you want as much information as possible, right? It's very difficult to get information on our side of the counter. And there's a lot more maneuvering on the other side of the counter of prices, right? So you have to bear that in mind. Again, that's fine if you can find the outs. But until you have a better idea of teams, let's say, needs, here's what changes. I'll give you a good example, right? A couple of things. If you look at trades have impacted the draft already, which is why the draft experts, if you will, the mocks continue to change. I mean, that's not a nod. That's a reality. They have to change.
Too many mocks this year, by the way. Too many mocks. Well, everybody's got a mock.
Well, yeah, everybody does. Yeah. But you don't want to, put a whole, you don't put complete stock in it, but you pay attention to it. But they change because the team's needs change by virtue of trades.
100%. Everything you're saying is right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm still saying, though.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So as needs change, that impacts betting. Here's what's going to impact betting, too. Right now, it's pretty logical, more of a likelihood, that the Carolina Panthers would take a quarterback in the first round. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
However, if the Carolina Panthers trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, they're not going to take a quarterback in the first round.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that the 49ers will either, because they've already, then if that happens, they've got their quarterback in place. So these are the types of things that change and impact the draft, which impacts the prices.
May I interrupt the filibuster, sir?
Filibuster.
I want to cut to the core of this here.
Well, go ahead.
So everything you're saying is obviously correct, right? So,
well, not all filibusters are correct, but at least so. So I wouldn't qualify.
You object to the word filibuster. I just want to cut
go
to
ahead.
The core. So Johnny Avello, who you should probably meet, by the way. I really want to introduce you.
Make that happen. But
he was on from DraftKings last night on Primetime Action, which I do with Matt Brown and Kelly Bidlin. And, DraftKings has, and again, this is a different animal. This is what I want to get to here. So DraftKings is in multiple jurisdictions. They have had no compunction putting up multiple draft markets. Mm-hmm. And by the way, every day they're adding something new. Oh, now today it's top 32. Mm-hmm. Today it's top 5. Today it's top 10. And, I asked Johnny, I was like, from just a business standpoint perspective, do you guys view this as a potential loss leader, to use the business, the macroeconomics 101 or whatever the term is? Do you view this as a possible loss leader? And he objected to that because obviously no book wants to lose at anything, right? So he didn't necessarily buy into the loss leader thing. But what I guess I was getting at is, is your philosophy, let's take the circa Tiger Woods fun props, right, that they had up before the Masters. Mm-hmm. Circa had no expectation to win on those, right? It was just sort of like a fun thing that they would put out. DraftKings, I'm sure, when they're doing their inventory of what they offer, I'm sure, NFL Draft doesn't rise to the top of their list as, we're going to make a killing on this, right? If they came out even, I bet you they'd probably be happy, even though they might not do that unless under truth serum. And so that's a different animal. So I guess all I'm getting at is, At certain shops like a South Point, where you are not in 30 jurisdictions, let's say, you're not in 20, that your philosophy, and there's nothing wrong with this, I'm just trying to get to the core of the matter, your philosophy is, we get it that this is probably not the greatest thing in the world from our perspective, and so to the extent that we can limit our exposure and the amount of time that they're up, that's the tact we're going to take.
Well, again, in terms of DraftKings, you asked the right person, right, in Johnny. In terms of Circa, everybody has their reasons for doing it. I'm speaking from this perspective, from our operation, giving our perspective on it. I just want as much information as possible, but you have to be aware, because it's so fluid, that it's going to change. What's the ultimate goal of bookmaking, right? You want to get two-way act. You want to get action, as much action on both sides as possible. You hope to get equal, but that's not going to happen, right?
But what I'm getting at,
as far as it being a lost leader, I don't think you look at it as a lost leader, because if you're going to start saying, hey, listen, we're going to, we're going to lose. Sometimes you know that you're not going to win every bet. You're not going to win every single event.
Inherent in that term lost leader, though, is the notion that you could lose short term, but really win long term. Well, in terms of currying favor with customers.
Well, I think when you look at the fact, here's how we curry favor with customers. Consistency.
Yes.
With the pricing, right? Nobody gets thrown out for winning. Fair straddles, when I say consistency with pricing. I mean, those are the things that favor.
100%
and,
right.
And being fully transparent, like I'm being now. Here's what we're doing. Here's when we're doing it. And here's why.
I'm just trying to get a thing.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I got you.
All that is good.
That's right.
Vinny Maliulo, everybody. Fielding ground balls. Filibustering as well, but fielding ground balls. Love Vinny. Kind enough to join us here for a couple segments on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Coming right back.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, Vinny Maiolio. Slow jamming with Vinny on a Friday here at the South Point. Uh-oh. Let's get Vinny's mic on here. What'd you say, Vinny?
Keep hitting the fungos. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
No, this is we'll stop. We'll stop with the fungo. I'll ask you about something that's near and dear to our hearts that's happening this weekend. The USFL.
Yeah, the New Jersey Generals with Herschel Walker.
The Philadelphia Stars and Kelvin Bryant going to be there? This is an eight-team league.
Eight teams.
Where they're using the same monikers, the same names that they had back in the day in the USFL. We're talking New Jersey Generals, Birmingham Stallions, Houston Gamblers, Michigan Panthers, Philadelphia Stars, New Orleans Breakers, Tampa Bay Bandits, and Pittsburgh Maulers. By the way, I have no recollection of the Pittsburgh Maulers.
They were right there with the Pisces of the fish that saved Pittsburgh. I'm sure Chris Andrews will have fond memories.
I remember all the others. I remember the Washington Generals, obviously, the Chicago Blitz.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that. Anyway, all of these games are in Birmingham?
They're all in the same field. And it's obviously a turf, artificial turf surface, because by the time they get to the fourth game,
it will be, yeah.
Could you imagine?
That's a good
point. So one game tomorrow, the Generals are in playing the host team. The
well, that's the thing. It all says at, you know, they all say like Houston at Michigan, Philadelphia at New Orleans.
Protective Stadium in Birmingham every game.
We got a tweet from Trip Tepper who said Birmingham is that Fox is armed with the data to support why all these games are in Birmingham. Generals at Stallions. Mm-hmm. It's on both Fox and NBC, also Peacock. Generals at Stallions. You guys are taking bets on this.
Taking bet. We have sides and totals and money lines. The Stallions are 3-point favorites. Total 42.5. Money line Stallions.
How much you taking? How much you taking
dime,
on these? Dime.
Dime. Nickel. Okay. And a dime and a nickel. And you know how Chrissy operates. What if you want more, Gil? What do you do?
You ask.
That's it. So yeah, diamond and a nickel, Chris. Here at South Point Rampart, sister properties in Mesquite as well.
Then on Sunday.
Three games.
Gamblers at Panthers, Stars at Breakers, Bandits at Maulers, except they're all in Birmingham.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Panthers are also 3. Same total, 42.5 against the Gamblers. The Breakers, 2.5 and 43. And the Bandits, 4.5 and 41.5. Some interesting rules here, too. A lot of it's USFL, but remember the XFL.
Right.
Which Vegas had a team.
Well, we didn't. Now, Curry, I've already forgotten, but like we didn't get through the XFL season. We didn't get through the.
But the first year it did.
Well, back in the day it did.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 2000. XFL, right. Oh, yeah, that did. So did the USFL. But I'm talking about modern day.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Random leagues. Like, we didn't get through an XFL season. We didn't get through an AAFL.
You're right.
This is supposed to be 10 weeks. Are we getting through this?
I think so, Gil. I think there's a lot more TV money here,
yeah,
too, which I think
like
impacts it.
Seems
right?
Like it, yeah.
So I think there's an absolute commitment. They're aware of your point, which is important, that the others did not get through the season. So I think this one will. Well,
the limits are such that even if you guys were getting beat on this, you're not really getting crushed on this. Is there a scenario where even at the limits you have, where if you realize you're like, oh man, this is these bettors have some kind of angle on this, would you stop offering them at any point?
No, I think if they're playing the game, once you start,
I'm just saying, week four, like, would you say,
No, if nobody's bet, I think these are all. I mean, if this,
yeah, what if nobody's season, betting them?
Well, then I think you evaluate, but I think you're still going to keep it up because if the season goes and you started putting it up, then I've not seen that's not happened here.
We're just playing fungo.
Yeah, well, again, swing away, yeah. Mine host.
That's right.
It's a situation where I think they're on TV too, right? And I think that part is where people are going to say, hey, "Listen,
how did those AFL and XFL not
the first week they actually did okay, but after that, then people were just like, I'm just going to
right.
But, listen, the other thing is this: they're going up against the NBA playoffs.
Yes, I was going to say
you've got some NHL games that are really playoff games now too, even though there's eight or so games to go there.
Every Golden Knights game is
every Golden
game.
Knights game. Every Kings game. There's a lot of the Penguins and the Rangers, jockeying. Baseball is obviously in full swing, Gil. But so it's going up against quite a bit, right?
What would you say was the most random thing like this? USFL, XFL, AAFL, doesn't have to be football. It could be something else in another sport. What was the most random thing that propped up that did the best that you can remember? I'm putting you on the spot here.
I'll tell you something that surprised me. The two things, actually. The when we started to get more involved with NASCAR offerings, I was pleasantly surprised at the interest and the knowledge.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, every sport has extremely knowledgeable fans. Now, I'm not saying that it's as broad a demographic as all sports. But there are folks, I was extremely impressed when we got the first race here in Las Vegas, especially the knowledge that fans have. You have to pay attention to that. Outstanding. The other one was, in fact, I just saw the gentleman last week, professional bull riding.
Oh, I was just going to ask you that. I was in my head. I was like, should I ask him about the bull riding?
I have to tell you, Gil, I got a call. I think it was about 1997 or so. There was the first bull riding event that took place here in town. And I mean, I had to scramble. I had to get a lot of information on it. But that did surprisingly well.
Those are two very South Point brands, though, right? Auto racing.
Yeah, I wasn't even here, though. I was at Caesars at the time.
Yeah, because they do it. Well, they do it at T-Mobile,
too. They did it at that time. They did it at MGM Grand, the Garden. They had the bull riding. Yeah. So now, the original XFL did a lot of business.
I remember betting that.
Yeah. By the way, I was consultant on the original XFL. Right. I was the marketing consultant, which it was my marketing.
Those favorites came home at a pretty good rate. They did. The XFL, yeah, the original XFL.
I got all the bookmakers together, and they had the exhibition games here at Sam Boyd, if you recall.
I do vaguely,
and we got to talk to Vince McMahon and Dick Butkus about the league and things like that. It was a great experience, actually. But that did a lot of business.
Would you put up the Saudi Golf League, you think? Seven events, huge purses this summer.
I'm not going to say no, Gil, because I think you want to see, the participants, the purse draw. Yeah, they're talking about a lot of money, so it should draw some.
What about the World Cup being in November? That sucks, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't help the World Cup going up against college and pro football, especially, right? But I think TV is going to drive that as well, right? A lot of games. And when is it going to be? Now, here, if it's early and overnight, especially, which I think it will be, then, having, with us being a three-shift town and a three-shift book,
It will significantly diminish it, though, won't it?
It will not help the handle, at that particular time of year. And certainly, but the following World Cup, where it's expanded and it's in North America, right, from Canada, United States, and Mexico hosting, that'll be huge.
Stinks for all of us, too, because we'd, need the content in June and July typically.
The World Cup has done a lot of business. It's going to be a big adjustment for the World Cup having to be played against the number one sport that we book.
Listen, Vinny, when you got to have a World Cup in Qatar, you have that opportunity. You just got to make it happen.
you got to
seize that moment.
You do what you got to do.
Baseball first week as typical.
Strong handles and good interest. Business is good, but NBA is going to drive the betting boat.
Can't wait. What a weekend of NBA basketball, beginning tonight, actually, with the games for the eighth seed, but then tomorrow, full flux round one. Vinny, thank you as always. Thank you for the...
Take care, Senator.
For the transparency. Another Vinny Maleo filibuster right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. The Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.